Okay, now we are going to discuss about the pseudolymphoma. So as the name shows that it's a kind of a dermatosis which looks like lymphoma, but it is actually not the lymphoma. So it is not a specific disease. It is only a benign kind of a lymphoid proliferation present in the dermis in response to a different triggering factor. But it is difficult to distinguish the pseudolymphoma from the low-grade malignant lymphoma, and there is a rare possibility that these pseudolymphoma may also convert into lymphoma in some of the cases after a chronic period of time. So as we divide the lymphocytes into two types, that is the B and the T lymphocytes, so we also divide the pseudolymphomas into two types depending upon the lymphocyte proliferation present. So it is the B lymphocyte and the T lymphocyte pseudolymphoma, called as the T cell pseudolymphoma and B cell pseudolymphoma, both having different etiologies. The B cell pseudolymphoma is also known as a lymphocytoma cutis. And it has different causes. The T cell T cell type of a pseudolymphoma may be idiopathic, or it may occur in response to a drug reaction, contact dermatitis, or in response to a solar exposure, which are known as the T cell pseudolymphoma drug eruption, lymphomatoid drug eruption, lymphomatoid contact dermatitis, and actinic reticulite, respectively. If we talk about the epidemiology, this kind of pseudolymphoma is mainly present in individuals less than 40 years of age, and it has a female dominance slightly, the ratio being 2:1.